Hello and welcome to my second podcast in English, which is dedicated to go deeper into the same subject I spoke in the previous podcast, which is learning English on my own. I think this could be helpful for those who are learning English in the same way I am doing it. But mostly, I want to practice my speaking and listen to myself and see if any of you learners can give me some feedback. Of course, I'm willing to do the same for you as long as you follow me on my audiobook channel and I follow you back. Okay, let's get started, shall we? In the last episode of my podcast, the first and only one really, I said that I started to learn by watching films and reading books in English. Now I would like to add another thing I started to do when I decided to be really effective on this: video games. Okay, now I should say that it is very important to find something interesting to study as a pretext for studying English. I mean, you don't really need to study English directly, but just start to, you know, find some stuff you are truly interested in and just, you know, switch the language. Leave your mother language behind and start doing all the stuff you want to do in English. That's my opinion anyway. Well, video games, yeah, well, I like to play video games and I apologize to all that, all the Spanish people that could be listening to this, that could be listening to this, but the Spanish dub sucks. The voices don't match with the characters. All the jokes get lost in translation, so you miss the best part of these good games. Now, if you play games where you just need to shoot other people, well, you probably won't mind if the characters are speaking in English, Spanish, or whatever language. But if you play some more complex games, like role games, where you really need to go deep into the stories, well, it's better, in my opinion, to play those kinds of games in English. I've been playing some role games for a while now, and that's the kind of game I like. I don't like shooters or sport games, although I respect those who like them. I rather prefer role games or puzzle games, where you need to solve mysteries, find the murderer, or just improve your gear and buy some cool stuff in the towns, in the towns markets, and save some stupid villagers who get into troubles all the time, and fetch some cool artifacts and objects from dark dungeons. Of course, many of these games are, you know, the world in those games is medieval, so you've got axes and swords and you ride horses and all that stuff. Very Lord of the Rings stuff, with humans and orcs and elves and all that imaginary. I would like to talk about one particular game which helped me a lot to improve my level of English and let me learn some cool things about a lot of things, really. The game is The Elder Scrolls, which is really a saga of different titles, from the Arena to Skyrim. But the game I mostly have played is Skyrim, the last game of the saga. I would like to have played the other ones, but yes, of course. But it feels really strange to go backwards on this, because the previous titles don't look so well, at least not so amazing like Skyrim. And yeah, I played Oblivion, I finished that game, but I didn't really care about anything in the world inside the game. I just went through the game straightly to the end. That's because I didn't feel engage with the game. But with Skyrim was different. If you know that game, you will know that you can create your own character and develop the character however you want. You can decide to be a swordsman, a bowman, a thief, an assassin, and so on. And it's almost the same with Oblivion or other games. But the story on Skyrim is so awesome. It really is. And you get engaged to the story from the very beginning. Because as you start, immediately a dragon attack you and you have to run for your life. With your hand bounded, it's really cool. Okay, I don't want to spoil the game for those who wanted to play it and get surprised with the story, so I won't tell anything else of the game. Although there are loads of videos on YouTube where some guys recorded their playing and show to the world how they play. I admit I have seen a few those videos, but only of those video games I couldn't play because my computer is too old, or because they are too expensive or whatever. Now, the thing I wanted to say here is this. I really like some dialogues on the game Skyrim. I've learned a lot with it, so I wanted to share with you some of these dialogues right now. A lot of gamers who have played Skyrim would agree with me on this. The dialogues of the town gods are very funny and interesting. For example, one of those gods could tell you something like this: "I used to be an adventurer like you, then I took an arrow in the knee." That one is very funny because it's like the god is just making an excuse for being there, standing and not doing anything in particular, just because he had an accident in the past, which doesn't seem true really. The god is the same as any god on the game, so the dialogue is just for fun. Other cool dialogue is this. "No lollygagging," which means not waste time doing useless things. And that's so funny because, well, in the game you can do whatever you want, like grabbing things and killing innocent people, and none of those things are really useful. So it's kind of an irony inside the game. Well, the cool thing is the accent many of the characters have, very, you know, British. For example, some guy in the city of Whiterun, who's called Nazim, he's a red god, a black-skinned man from the deserts, but he's quite posh, and he tells you, well, sometimes he tells you something like this: "Do you get to the Cloud District very often?" "Oh, what am I saying? Of course you don't." And this is because, well, he lives in the Cloud District where live rich people, and he treats you like a poor guy, even when you are very important in the city. Okay, I won't say anything else about that. Don't want to spoil anything. Anyway, he also says sometimes, let me read this, "I actually advise the Jarl on political matters. My input is unavailable, of course, but this is all probably a bit over your head." Now you get some idea of what kind of person is Nazim, right? Okay. Time is almost over, so I will say goodbye for now. Hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I will come back soon with another funny subject to talk about.